I want to tell you now about a very remarkable Englishman. His name was Alfred Russel Wallace. 200 years ago, well, 150 years ago, 152 to be precise, a very remarkable book was published called The Origin of Species. It was by Charles Darwin, and most biologists will tell you today that it is the most important book in the whole history of zoology. It is the book that makes sense of the natural world. But when the paper in which Darwin first explained his theory of the origin of species was published, there were, in fact, two names attached to it: his own and that of Alfred Russel Wallace. The two men could hardly have been more different. Charles Darwin was the son of a wealthy Shrewsbury doctor and became a wealthy man in the south of England. He did a trip around the world for 4 years, in which time he visited the Galapagos, but after that he stayed in the south of England. He'd been to a public school and he'd been to university. Compare that with the other signature on that paper, that historic paper, Wallace's. Wallace was almost self-educated. He didn't go to university. He didn't go to advanced education. He had to earn his living to start with as a surveyor. Instead of spending merely 4 years around the world, he'd eventually decided to go to South America and later to Indonesia, and he spent most of his life overseas. A very different man from Darwin. But both men were obsessed by the natural world. Both men were collectors. Both men built up huge collections, for example, of beetles. Both men, as young men, wondered why there were so many different species of beetles.